Hello.
Hi, Louise. It's Tina from Local Splash. Returning your call.
Oh, hi, Tina. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Not very good.
Oh, no. What's going on?
Well, you know, I have a three websites, you know, before I met you guys. I have artistic concrete for a long time. I have artistic creations. I was only like my profile. And then, you know, now with this, the techno, I was in Google, those three. And then I have another artistic creations pro. My friend made that one.
Okay.
Before met your company, I was I signed a contract with a company from California. I'm supposed to take care of my digital marketing, you know, and then I signed with them for $100 back, to be honest, a month ago. Oh, that's good. But anyway, I have also when I met somebody from your company, I don't remember his name. I know a guy here in Appleton. Well, supposed to he want to take care of that too, you know. And I signed with him too because when the California make my website, really doesn't mean that they doesn't have a that. Well, they put me something don't make sense when they make the website. Then I do like inspection, a lot of things, you know. Anyway, so I signed with this guy, and then later I signed with you guys.
Okay.
So, because I know he convinced me. I don't remember his name. He convinced me to be with you guys and say, okay, so what I want to do is just leave artistic concrete for you guys, for you, okay? And then I pay your rent to the other company, so be with artistic creations.
Okay.
Normally, I work in a season. That's when I have jobs in seasonal, like, you know, here in Appleton. In the summer, I do concrete. So before, when I get my customers was in the magazine. There is a magazine that I was paying a lot of money. It doesn't really work a lot. And then my website that my friends make. But, you know, everything is digital marketing. So I'm behind and I say, oh, that's going to be excellent. When I met also the seller, I don't remember his name. He was very good to sell. And
Mario. Mario signed
Mario. Mario.
Yes.
Mario.
Okay.
So
yes.
Anyway, so what happened, everything I was expecting have a lot of customers, and they say, and to be honest, you know, because every year I'm living day by day, because normally in the summer I have enough jobs. I'm going to start with 89, the first one, long time ago. But now, by the end, I can, because they took my profiles, like you guys took the artistic country, the other ones take the artistic creations. And then on all the movement to, you know, to be able, I know was my mistake too, to the, to wherever, to go on Google, whatever. So I was there, but later, not work yet. Didn't get job. So what happened? I can handle it because I didn't have a job. And also my
guys,
I have normally 7 people working for me in the summer, and they quit, everybody quit because I didn't have a job. So I was expecting to have money to pay you guys, to pay everybody, but by the end, I don't have a job, and I can make the payments in my shop. I'm behind my mortgage, everything. But the worst part is like, the worst part is like Google, because also they was, maybe you know, but I mean like, you was with Artistic Concrete. And the other companies, they was fighting against the name, Artistic Creations. I have one Artistic Creations Net and Artistic Creations Pro. So I have those in one, let's say last month, I been everybody there. And then, but they didn't really work yet. And then now Google canceled me. So now Google canceled so I'm not in Google. So I don't, and cancel me because I didn't make the payments, but also because the profiles, but they took my profiles too. So I don't have nothing in Google. So that means I don't have any job to pay everybody.
I can't speak for the other company because we're not touching that Google business page that is under our artistic creations. I see right now that that Google page, I can't find it, so it probably is down. But the one we created, Artistic Concrete, that one's up and running. Everything's fine with it. I'll send you a screenshot or a link so that you can see it. The only problem with it is that it doesn't have any reviews on it yet, and I want you to start working on getting some five-star ratings on this Artistic Concrete business page.
I don't see the website. It's not a website. Even you know what, something? My Facebook, and I have it under Artistic Concrete and Tile.
Yes.
And also, another something that I make a mistake right there is because now, you know, I started a long time ago, but you know, I'm not a businessman. So now I see it's another Artistic Concrete in Cody. So what I see So Artistic Concrete in Cody. Artistic Concrete coatings. So pretty much even some of my pictures, they go to him. You know, when Artistic Concrete is not me, it's, mm-hmm. it's this company around here. Not from Ambleton, but it's around.
I just sent you a link to the Google business page that we're promoting, and it has the website that we're promoting, artisticconcreteappleton.com, and that phone number, 920-677-3093, when people call that number, it forwards over to your number, so that's a tracking number, so that you can track the results that you're getting on Google, and you've already...
Artistic Concrete, I just get here. Artistic Concrete, okay.
But yep, that's the one that we're promoting for you.
Mm-hmm. The map.
On the map, exactly. Yes, and
but
so what I want you to do, yes.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to send you a review generator email so you can start working on getting some five-star ratings on that Google business page, because that's going to help you.
Just a minute, please. Hey, Dante, I'm going to tell my son to hear this and help me with this, you know, because that's my problem. You know, I'm just working every day, and I want my son to hear this. Okay, he's listening now. Okay, thank you.
Okay, give me 1 second. I have to put you on hold for one moment. Sorry, Luis.
Yes.
Okay, Luis, sorry about that. So you said your son is on the line with us now?
Yeah, he's here. He's here.
Okay, what's your son's name?
Dante.
Hi, Dante. My name's Tina. I'm over here at Local Splash. I'm trying to help your dad figure this out with your Google page. So what he was telling me is when he signed up with us, he already had another company that he was working with under Artistic Creations. And I just searched that on Google, and I can't find that Google page anymore. I think Google might have taken it down. But the website for ArtisticCreationsPro.com is still up. So you guys are good over there with the website, but not the Google listing.
Okay,
but
you're talking artistic.
The Artistic Creations Pro, the website is still up, but the actual...
That one is you guys, because this is a splash, no? We're calling me.
Right, I'm trying to start from the beginning and tell your son kind of what you told me, that Artistic Creations has nothing to do with us. That was what you guys had going before you signed up with us, right?
No, yes, artistic gracious pro, no. I mean, I leave the artistic country because I have both. I have artistic
yes.
country.
So what we did is we created your profile under artistic concrete, and that Google listing is up and running. That one is already ranking on the first page, and the website that goes with the the artistic concrete is artisticconcreteappleton.com. That's the one that's attached to the Google page. Okay. Now, the reason there's a little orange banner on the top of the website saying, you know, warning, the information here is no longer being updated, is because the payment that was due on June 8th was never,
yes.
Never taken care of. So that's just meant to be a friendly reminder to let you know that the payment's not going through. But once the payment goes through, that orange banner will come down and you'll be fully functional again. But in the meantime, people can still call you off the website. That website is still active, even though that little orange banner is up there. Okay. Now, I saw that, your program, it's been adjusted to the friends and family rate of just $149 monthly. So one thing I could do to help you out is if you're able to pay that, I could push the next billing out 30 days for you, which means you'd be paid in full all the way until July 25th. Because I wouldn't want you to pay today and then pay again on July 8th. That's two payments that are too close together, right? So
yeah.
I can take, you know, the one payment from June 8th and then push the next billing out 30 days. That way you get another full month of service.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. I don't understand exactly how much I have to pay.
Just $149.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to take care of that today. But also, is any way than because to be honest, it's very confusing for me now because they send me a lot of scams and everybody call me, you know, when you be over 40 like me, they sell you a lot of insurance and things like that. But I still have my phone, my cell phone. So sometimes I know even they call me from this, your number, and sometimes I don't catch it. Sometimes I think it's a scam. There's no way. When somebody call me from another telephone, I don't really answer because it's not local. There's no way to just leave my phone. My phone have worked before, like the 378-349-209-903-4176.
No, because we have to have the tracking number on there so that you can track the calls that are coming in. If we take it off, you wouldn't be able to see the actual phone numbers that are coming
okay.
in. So
okay.
with this number, though, when people call you from the tracking number, it should either say on the caller ID local leads, or it should
okay.
show your tracking number, which is 920-677-3093. So when
okay.
you see that, you'll mm-hmm. know it's a call coming from the local splash campaign.
Okay. So that means... Yeah, normally I know, like normally you send me some message or something. I really like your service, to be honest.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Appreciate that.
Well, to be honest, when they started with the website and they put me something that don't make sense, I wasn't
yes.
very happy. And also the logo, I never liked the logo, but we just leave it. But I mean, the service you have now, say, well, you know, that's very good. And also they send me, because I've been in Facebook a little bit and they put me right there, right away, like, they catch me like one or two calls. So
yeah, good for you.
This is the time where I have to be working a lot normally, and imagine
okay.
how frustrating I feel. Like, oh my God, even my son was working for me since he was 9 years old, whatever, and he's working with another landscaping company because we didn't have any job, any calls. So you know.
Oh,
I very,
see.
Very, I was very
yeah.
busy. Normally, my guys, everybody working, and my guys left me, and then just being like, wow, man, this is tough. And then, anyway, I'm going to make you a payment, okay? I'm going to make you a
okay,
payment
yeah.
now. Let me tell you what really happened is like in my credit card, well, it's empty, to be honest. No, it's I'm behind in in mortgage and a lot of stuff. But
okay.
So my car is not working. Okay, so I'm going to pay you with another car for this time only. It's my son's car.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, so then, put it on for one time and then go back and put the original card on for the next month, right?
Limited. Yeah, that's what I'm expecting because also I have I make a mistake with I didn't make my taxes in a pandemic because my accountant told me I don't have to. I don't really get work, and my accountant told me you don't have to make the taxes. And now when I try to, I deposit a check, and the IRS took all the check.
No. Sorry to hear that. Wow.
I'm fixing all that with the IRS. But to fix that,
I wasn't expecting for you to say that. That's no bueno.
No, it was very bad because I said, I put this money to make, that's why I'm behind with everybody, you guys, with you.
I understand. I'm glad that your son's there to help you. That's very nice of him. So maybe your son can help you put the Local/ app on your phone, too, because that way, as soon as you get a call through the tracking number, you can see it through the app, and you can call them right back. But you're also going to get the text messages, the email when people call you.
Okay, so that's important for me. So you say now we have to load the app to be able to when somebody call, I see it because that I didn't see nothing to be honest in my phone. So what he need to do? Put an app. To be able to see the number, that's where, you know what I mean? Like, I know my son can help me, but help me to see, put the app, the app for answer, for have the calls, to see the number. Hello? Hello? Oh, man. Tina, hello? No se oye, se cortó. Hello?
Luis, can you hear me now? Hello?
Now I do.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. I was going, hello? Okay, so what I want to do is the payment first, because if your son puts the app on the phone right now, it's not going to let him in because the account's past due. But let's do the payment, and then I'll help you guys put the app on your phone, okay?
Yeah, but why I'm not see the website, Tina? If I go to Google, why I don't see the website?
Okay, the website's on there.
Let me see.
Go in your email. I sent you the link that you said, all I can see is the map. But you can click on the website, and you can see it through there. But also...
Google, if I go on Google here and put Artistic Concrete.
Yes.
Artistic Concrete Appleton.
Yes. And then you'll see it. And then you can click on the site.
Artistic Concrete, Artistic Concrete, right? Or Artistic Concrete Appleton.
Yep, Artistic Concrete. And then you can put in, well, if you're close to Appleton, you probably don't have to put in Appleton. I'm not in Appleton, so I have to put that to find you. You know what I mean? Well, you might not even have to put that.
Artistic Concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I see it.
Yep, so if you click on the web where it says website, it'll take you to that website I was talking about with the orange banner on it. But that orange banner, it's going to be taken down within one business day now that you're going to pay, okay?
Yes, and then also, they never took the, I call them to, I don't think they, I don't see, let me see. I got it now. Is this some guy, Appleton, Wisconsin? Okay, so, okay, yes.
But you see what I mean, how it would be nice if you had some 5-star ratings on your Google listing. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, I'm going to jump start it. I'll write one for you right now just to help you. I'll put...
I have to tell my kids to to do some reviews, or what do we need to do?
Anybody that you know, if it's a friend, a relative, or even if it's a past client that's worked with you before. So all you have to do is just send them this link that I sent you in your email, and they can click on it and leave you a review. Or they can just look it up like you just did, Artistic Concrete, and then when they see it, they can click on leave a review.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. Yeah, I know it's very important, because actually when I went to my Facebook, I just see 4 reviews and 2 they're bad. So say, oh, no, I wonder. That's the only thing, you know. So, and then also you have a you create a Facebook for me, or I have to do that? I have to do that, right?
No, we've created one for you. I can send you a link to that too. So, and I'm just writing a review for you. I put excellent company. Do not hesitate to call Lewis. He has many years of experience and will take great care of you. And then I'm going to give you 5 stars. I'll put take great care of your concrete needs that way. That will start you off, and then you can use that link to get a couple more here and there. You know what I mean? And it's going to help you.
Yes.
But I just posted that for you. And then I can send you a link to the Facebook, too, which is, 1 second here. It's also under Artistic Concrete. So I'll reply to my email that I just sent you, and I'll send you the link to the Facebook.
Tina,
or do you want me to just text it to you, Lewis?
Oh, yeah, that's good, too. That's going to be good, very good, too.
Okay, here's for your face. Yes.
If I want to put some pictures in the website, from the other website or pictures that I have, and then is the way I can do it, or I have to send it to you?
You can do it from your dashboard. I'll show you how to do that once we make the payment, because like I said, you can't go on the dashboard right now. But once you make it, I can show you how to go on there and upload pictures for your website. And any pictures that you update, they're automatically sent to our technicians and updated on your site within 1 to 3 days.
Oh, that's good. I like that. So that, now that they don't.
It's very good.
Yeah,
exactly.
I have some pictures here that I don't like it, and then I say, man, I should have another pictures. But no, that's going to be excellent. Okay.
Yeah, no, please. I always tell people when you update your content, you're going to get better results. So we actually encourage that. So that's wonderful. I'll show you how to do that in a second. But you said for the card, is it still under the 3101 Spirit Court for the billing address, or is that different?
No, I have it. My address, 114 East Wisconsin Avenue.
114 Wisconsin Avenue. Got it.
East Wisconsin Avenue, Appleton, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I'm not sure because this is my son's card, okay?
Oh, okay. So let me just 1 second here. I'll look it up if the zip code is still 594913. If it's different, I can update it. So I'm going to just put it into Google and see what zip code it is, just so that it has the...
This is North Shore Bank, okay?
Oh, okay, a North Shore Bank. 1 second here, I'm still trying to... Oh, so the zip is 54911 instead of 13, so I'll update that for you. Okay, and then go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
5538.
Okay.
4470.
Got it.
0024.
Okay.
0211.
Expiration?
0927.
927, and then the code?
The top, okay, it's 329.
329, okay. So you want me to charge this card and then go back and put the other one back on file, right? This is just for a one-time payment?
Yeah, this is Luis R. Vargas, okay? Luis R. Vargas.
Okay,
yes,
Luis R. Vargas. Okay, and yours was Luis L. Vargas, but his was Jose L. Vargas, but this is Luis R., right?
Yes.
Luis R. Okay, so let me get your authorization, and then I'll go back and store the other card, and then I can show you how to get on the dashboard. Dante, do I have your authorization to use this card for your dad for this one time? Yes, okay, perfect. I just want to make sure that you're authorizing it. And then I'm going to go back and save the other one real quick. So I got the green light for you, Luis. So now I'm putting the other card back on file, which is the one that ends in 8040. And then I just have to update the billing address back to that old one, which was the 3101 Spirit Court.
The other one is two in my car. It's the same address that I give you. The 54911. It's the same, okay?
Oh. So give me the street address one more time, because I know it's East Wisconsin, but what's the number?
The street address is, it's 114 East Wisconsin
Avenue.
That's
it, 114. Okay.
54911. That's the car. So,
so that one's going to... So do you want me to keep Dante's card on file, or you want me to put the other card on file but keep this billing address for the other card?
Just keep this for now, and then to see, because I'm looking to, I need to fix this problem before I just leave this, and then next time I just can call you.
Okay, you got it. So what I just did was I pushed the next billing all the way out till July 25th, so you're paid in full for a whole nother month. And then if you wanted to log on the...
You take me only $140, right?
Yeah, you just pay $149 month to month, so there's no taxes or hidden charges after that. It's just $149, okay?
Because I'm really very broke now. Yes, okay.
Oh, well, I'm happy that your son's helping you. That's awesome, because, I mean, if you're struggling right now, it's better to stay on top of the marketing and get your phone ringing with new clients. You know what I mean?
Yeah, believe me. That
yeah,
like,
absolutely.
I want to crash in here after 30 years, 20 years, and no job, and everybody working, and me, and nothing in the website, nothing, and that really, that was sad for me. You know, the season is very short here. So, okay,
yes,
here,
I understand.
If you explain here my son about... Okay, you no. Yes, vamos. Yeah, you explain it here, please, to do that, please.
Okay, so Dante, I'm going to show you two things that I was telling your dad. One is I want you to help him download the Local Splash app on his phone so that when people call, he can see the calls through the app. Okay, and then the second thing, I want you to help him go on the dashboard so he could send over new pictures for the website, okay? So first thing is, is it an iPhone or is it an Android?
It's an iPhone.
Okay, so look in the App Store and just search Local Splash. And then once you download the app, I'm going to give you the username and password so that he can log in. Okay, so Dante, did you find the Local Splash app?
Yeah, I found the Local Splash app, but I need my, do you remember signing?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you. The username is the phone number 920-378-3437, but there's no spaces or dashes. It's just those 10 numbers, so just 920-378-3437, and then the password, I just emailed this to you too, so in case your dad forgets the login, he's going to have it in an email.
My dad doesn't remember his iCloud password, so I can't download the app right now, but he said
oh
yeah
Okay. Well, don't worry. Then when he gets his iCloud password, you can do that later because I just emailed you the username and password. So if you could just go to my.localsplash.com, that will take you to a page that asks you for a username and password. So what we're doing is we're just going to log into this through the internet so I can show you how he can send over revisions for the website.
Okay.
So now, is it asking you for the username and password yet?
I think it signed in already.
Oh, good. Okay, so do you see where it says Local Splash Advanced Reporting at the upper left?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you should be able to see across the top home, leads, website listings. The very last tab says Business Info. If you click on that, Business Info,
okay.
It'll then show Artistic Concrete. This 3101 Spirit Court, it might be the old address. You can update it if you want to, but it's not really applicable for you because we have the address hidden on Google. But if you scroll all the way to the bottom, do you see how it shows a logo, a cover photo, business photos?
Yeah.
So this is where you can click on any of these sections. And you, like, let's say he wanted to change the cover photo. He would click on the little pen icon and upload a new one. Or under business photos, you can click on that blue cross and he can upload new photos. And then once they're uploaded, you can drag them to arrange the way that you want them to show on the site.
Okay. So then he would, this would make like the changes on the site, like, for everyone to see?
Yes. So on the website, it would be sent to our technician, and it would go live on your website within 1 to 3 business days. So I always tell people this is the best way to make edits to your site because this works straight with the technicians that do the updates. So if you go up on the page, anywhere that you scroll that you see like the pen icon pop up, you can make edits to those sections from your end. But if, let's say, you go into the section where it says search phrases under keywords and you go where it says sidewalks, it'll pull up a little red circle with a line through it at the right. So with the search phrases, you can still make edits, but you have to do it through the technician. So you would have to call us in order to do edits there. But anywhere that you have the pen icon, you can update it on your end.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Yeah, so other than that, I think you guys are good to go. And then also, I sent your dad the link to, like, a review generator. So if you or your friends or past customers or anyone you know that would give him a 5-star rating, start passing that around because the sooner he gets some 5-star ratings on there, the better results that you're going to see, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
All right, you're welcome. You're welcome, Lewis. So your son has everything together for you now. So thank you for updating the payment and have a great rest of your week too, okay?
You too. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye.